Dr. John Puddalil joins us, MD. By the way, the name of his book is Diabetes, The Real Cause and the Right Cure, and a new perspective on why cancer happens and your key strategies for a healthy life. Doctor, great to have you back. Good morning. So tell us, why does cancer happen? I hear that question all the time. Why do I have cancer? What's the answer to that?
Well, first of all, I thank you for having me, and I thank the listeners.
Yep.
Cancer is uncontrolled multiplication,
yeah.
Not any faster than normal cells, but once they start, they cannot stop.
Mm-hmm.
So the fact of the matter is, in every person, cancer cells appear at random from time to time.
Yeah.
By the time you are about age 80, you may have cancer cells at least 8 or 10 times in your body. You don't know it because nature knew cancer cells can happen,
mm-hmm.
and there are powerful anti-cancer natural mechanisms through our immune cells to take care of it.
Mm.
The only reason now cancer can be established is because the cancer cells multiply faster than the immune cells can take care of them. For example, suppose the immune cells, and it is called natural killer cells, very aptly named,
yeah.
they can kill 1,000 cancer cells an hour, but suppose the cancer cells multiply at the rate of 2,000 per hour.
Oh.
Okay?
Yeah.
Now the question is, what causes the cell to continue multiplication and at a faster rate than the normal, than the mechanism can take care of them.
Yeah. So what would the answer to that be? What do you think?
In order for cancer cells to multiply, they need three things actually. One is a source of energy. Second is material for construction of new cell. Third, a promoter.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you look at the history, first we started with obesity, increase in obesity about 50 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Then we had increase in type 2 diabetes. Then we had increase in cardiovascular disease and death.
Mm-hmm.
And now the next epidemic is going to be cancer. And they are all related.
So, Doctor, let me ask you something here. I want to go back to something you said. You said our immune systems actually kill cancers, and we don't know that's going on. They don't advance to a stage. So is this why suddenly now we are hearing, Doctor, about all this immunotherapy now? Is that something that we have finally, patched into here?
That is two different things. The immunotherapy is when you have cancer.
Yeah.
For every cell action, inside every action in the cell, biological action in the cell, there is a gene in charge.
Yeah.
There are two genes for the same action, one from the father, one from the mother, we inherit.
Yeah.
If one gene is defective, the other gene will take care of it. So if there is a gene that issues the order for cell to multiply.
Yeah.
If that gene is disabled, the twin will take care of it. But if both genes are disabled, then you have continued multiplication.
Oh.
To correct that disabled gene, either the one that is issuing the order or then one that relaying the order to the workers, that is where immunotherapy comes in to correct that.
Oh, okay. Now I got you. Doctor, in the short time we have left, let me ask you something. We hear so much advice. Do this. Don't do that. No, what we said not to do, now you can do. No, what we said to do, now you can't do. If you had to give our listeners maybe two or three quick points this morning about avoiding cancer, and I know it's tough depending upon upbringing and environmental stuff, what would you say are the keys to lowering your cancer risk?
I'll give you three words: grains, glucose, and insulin.
Okay.
Grains produce glucose that feeds cancer cells. Without glucose, most adult cancer cells cannot survive.
Okay.
When glucose level is elevated, it produces insulin in the body.
Yep.
So whether you inject insulin from the outside or whether insulin is released in the body, insulin promotes growth of cancer cells.
Oh.
Yes.
So
that is why people with type 2 diabetes has increased incidence of pancreatic cancer, liver cancer, colorectal cancer, endometrial cancer, and breast cancer.
So it all comes, and I know the first time we spoke you said this, it all goes back to glucose levels, doesn't it?
Correct. Glucose and insulin, that is what is driving the epidemic of cancer.
Interesting. Obviously, if a person's a type 1 or type 2 diabetic, they have to get that taken care of. But to prevent that, let's say they are not diabetic, doctor. Let's say their glucose levels are, you know, normal where they should be. What can they do in their lives to keep that risk at bay? What are a couple of things they should be doing?
Let me give you this example. When in 1900, the Royal Society, Medical Society in England, wanted to know the cancer incidence in Native Americans.
Yeah.
And they could not find any. They thought Native Americans were immune to cancer.
Wow.
Even though they had 10 times more adults over the age of 90 or 100 per million people or per thousand people in the United States compared to white, they did not have cancer.
Let me guess, it was their diet.
Correct. And they did not eat any cultivated grains. They moved from one source to another. So, if I can give you one advice.
Yeah.
Keep the energy intake from cultivated grains to less than 30% of our daily energy intake.
Now, when you mean a cultivated grain, doctor, do you mean a processed grain? What do you mean? Give us an example of a cultivated grain.
Rice, wheat, and corn.
Okay. Rice?
Look at this way. Yeah. For me, nature never intended grains for humans. Otherwise, we would have had beaks.
So you say grains are there for the animal population?
For the birds.
Doctor, we appreciate it. Dr. John Poudelil, the name of the book, Diabetes, the Real Cause and the Right Cure, and also a new perspective on why cancer happens and your key strategies for a healthy life. Doctor, we thank you for coming on again. We appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks. Bye-bye.